WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, Spartans. Hunter Rivers here, your daily dose of mental muscle building. Welcome back to Spartan Mental Gym, where we sweat out stress and sculpt our minds into unstoppable machines. Today's workout. We're tackling something that trips us up every single day. Focusing on the present moment. Ever feel like you're living in a constant state of shoulda, coulda, woulda? Drowning in past regrets or anxious about the future? You know, that feeling when your brain's playing a non-stop loop of what just happened and what might happen next. Well, buckle up, because we're ditching the time travel and getting back to where it matters. Right here, right now. We'll be diving into 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of staying present, no zen gardens or incense required. First things first, understand that dwelling in the past is like trying to fix a broken record player. It's futile and only adds to your mental clutter. What happened, happened. Learn from it, let it go, and move on. You wouldn't keep replaying a bad song over and over, right? Same goes for life events. Remember those epic movie scenes where the hero faces a challenge head-on in the present moment? That's the power of staying focused. No second-guessing, no what-ifs, just pure and adulterated action based on what's happening right now. Speaking of action, procrastination is another sneaky time bandit. You know that feeling when you put off a task until the last minute, stressing yourself out? Well, guess what? That's your future self freaking out because your present self decided to binge-watch another episode instead of tackling the deadline. We need to break free from this cycle and start treating our time like the precious resource it is. Now, let's talk about anxiety, that frenemy of ours who loves to zoom in on potential problems before they even exist. Remember, worry is a lot like driving with your headlights turned off. It keeps you focused on what might be there instead of where you are now. It's time to switch those headlights on and focus on the present, one step at a time. Next up, gratitude. Sounds cheesy, but hear me out. Cultivating an attitude of appreciation for the good stuff in your life, even the small things, can be a powerful anchor to the present moment. Think about it. When you're genuinely grateful for what you have, you naturally let go of what you lack and find joy in the now. Finally, mindfulness. No, I'm not talking about meditating on a mountaintop, though that's cool too. Mindfulness is simply being aware of your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. It's like taking a mental pause button whenever your mind starts racing. A quick deep breath, noticing the sounds around you, feeling your feet on the ground, these little acts can bring you right back to the present moment. Okay, Spartans, let's talk about real life. Imagine this. You're at work, buried in emails, deadlines looming like hungry wolves. Your mind starts wandering, replaying that awkward conversation from earlier, worrying about that project presentation tomorrow. Here comes the panic monster trying to hijack your day. But wait, remember our mental workout today. Take a deep breath. Acknowledge those thoughts, yep, there's my worry again, but don't engage. Gently shift your focus back to the task at hand. Break down that email into smaller chunks, one sentence at a time. Focus on completing each step, and before you know it, you'll be crushing that to-do list like the Spartan warrior you are. Remember, Spartans, mastering the art of staying present is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when your mind feels like a runaway train, but don't give up. With each practice session, each mindful breath, each moment of gratitude, each act of focusing on what's happening right now, you're strengthening those mental muscles and becoming a master of your own time and energy. So, Spartans, go out there and conquer the present moment. Remember these key takeaways. Let go of the past, tackle tasks head-on, squash anxiety with gratitude, practice mindfulness, and remember, every day is a fresh start. You got this. I'll catch you in the next Spartan Mental Gym session. Keep training those minds, Spartans.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.